Hyalai isn't child's play. The ball weighs about 150 grams and flies at high speed around a playing court called a fronton. That speed is dangerous, and it's what powers the sport. Longtime player John Sylvia says the speed of the ball is what first drew him to Hyalai.
The ball averages about 140 miles an hour on the throw. It kind of comes at you like a snake in the air, so it's very difficult to catch.
The players catch and throw the ball with a wicker basket glove called a cesta, wrapped tightly around one hand. That and the ball itself are features of the game that hark back centuries to the game's origins. The rules have also changed very little over the years. Players have to keep the ball in motion by hitting it against a wall. If a player lets the ball go out of bounds or bounce more than once, he's replaced by the next player in line. The game used to be very popular in many parts of the United States.
My mom took me in when I was a kid to watch, and ever since then I was hooked to it. The guys were running around and jumping up the wall, and the crowd was screaming when they made good catches, and I was just very excited to see it, and so I always wanted to do that.
During its heyday during the mid-20th century, frontons could be found across the country. Fans turned out by the thousands to be entertained by the sport, and betting helped make it popular. Today, Florida is alone in retaining a fan base, and even here, it's on the wane. Most bettors have gone elsewhere, says longtime fan Rob Craig.
Nowadays, a lot of times you come and it's a very empty building, very few players. I think the sport just really hasn't invested a lot in rebuilding itself. There's a lot of new competition in the area. There's gambling, there's casinos, there's slots. You know, it's just one of those things that the sport just needs to take a true investment and invest back into itself.
Manager Simon Jackson says Orlando Hyalai is trying to do that. He says one aim is to help people understand the game more clearly.
What we're trying to do is explain the sport in its fullest to give people better understanding and help them with their wagers, which is part of what the sport is about. And so we're trying to get out more information so people aren't scared.
Jackson says he'd like to see the game recapture its popularity, and he says he believes that can be done with proper marketing and public education. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, Orlando.